Welcome to the Gathering at Meadowview with Doug Messer, a church focused on biblical truth through scriptural teaching. I hope you enjoy the message today.
We're covering a lot in the short time that we're sharing together. Wednesday, we kind of hit on this a little bit, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about it today. And we're going to focus on God, our Creator. And the idea is the last several weeks, we have been talking about who God is, who our God is that we serve, laying our foundation very solid. And today we're going to talk about God, our Creator, but it's going to be a little bit more than that, not so much in all the different aspects of it, but what He has given to you and how you're using what He has created and given to you. And that's our focus today. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this time together. We ask that you would encourage our hearts and move among us, that you would teach us truth that we stand on, that we don't have to back away from, that we know firmly who you are, what you have done, and what you desire from our lives. And let us find that today as we study in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. 85% of the world population today considers themselves religious, and in every one of these religions, these people all have a story about creation related to their deity, their god, or gods. 85% of the people believe in creation. Of that 85%, a majority of those people are Christian, and they would believe everything that we're reading today. Of that 85%, some of them are Jewish, and they would believe exactly what we're talking about today. And of that, even Islam believes that there is a six-day creation kind of thing. They believe in a man and a woman and their fall, and they believe that Allah created at the very beginning. So this whole idea of creation, 85% of the world population believes that it didn't just happen, 85%. Of that, 15% left, several in that 15% don't care. Of that, in those who are left, believe that somehow it just came together. But we as Christians many times feel as if when we're questioned about things, that we have to defend it somehow, that there's a defense that has to be given for why we believe. But on the other side, ours is really easy. If we're spiritual, we believe in God, we believe in this story that we're going to understand a little bit of today. If in believing this and coming to this realization, it's real simple. It's just faith in believing this one chapter right here. The other part, you got lots of questions that you need to answer. And what it ends up saying is, we don't know. Scientists don't really know. And these are some theories to believe, and there's lots of different ones. So there's lots of questions that aren't answered. So we go to the story, and it's Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to quickly go through this. Then we're going to look at the application of this in our own personal lives of how God has given us the ability to create. And this creation is to glorify Him in our lives. And as a believer, He's given you a little bit more. He's opened the windows of heaven, and He's given you a spiritual gift to be creative in Him and show that He exists. So we start in verse 1, and as we go down through this, we'll stop at the different places and we'll refer to it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The focus right here in the Hebrew, the word is what? What's the Hebrew word for God here? Elohim. Elohim is like almost saying it this way. This has to have definition to it. In the beginning, God's created the heavens and the earth. Gods. You mean a bunch of gods out there? No, the Godhead deity created the heavens and the earth. John 1:3 tells us that the Word created everything that exists and nothing was created without Him. And Isaiah tells us God, Jehovah, created. Here in these verses right here, it says the Spirit of God moved upon the waters of the deep. The Godhead deity created everything that there is. God created. Simplifies it by you and I just saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it says that there was darkness, and He formed earth, and there was water. So you couldn't really see the water. You couldn't see the circle of the earth. You couldn't see anything else. And we don't know what the time lapse was in that. But this is before first day. It says, in the beginning, whatever he considered the beginning to be, there was a circle with water on it. You couldn't see it because there is no light. There it is, just floating around. Now we start. And it begins, and it says to us, the earth was formless and empty. The darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, and God called light day, and the darkness night. Evening passed, morning came, making the first day. So now he's gone like this. Remember this with God. Everything that he has created and done is perpetual. It continued. Boom, 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 boom. Multiply, continue. It continues. When he created the stars, it's as if he took a handful of sand and threw it, and it continues. And they tell us that stars are being born every day. Throughout the vastness of eternity, it continues into this outer darkness. Now there are these stars that continue to be born, perpetual. The sun is not burning out. It just burns. The rotation of the earth isn't slowing down. It continues to spin. It continues to do. When he started it, it continues. Life continues. It multiplies. It goes on. That's very important. This is the first day. Then God said, let there be space between the waters, separate the waters and the heavens, the waters and the earth. And that happened. God made space to separate the waters of the earth and the waters of heaven. And he called that space sky. And the evening passed, morning came, marking the second day. This balloon came around the earth. The space is there. The air is here. Breath will soon be able to be given. Life will continue within this place. And we call it the blue planet. Everywhere else we look in space, there's nothing. There's this little tiny dot as you get further and further away. And there is nothing else but this one place. And in this one place, God decided to show all of his creation and beauty. Then God said, this is my favorite day. I love this day. I know there's a day that humans were made, but this day right here, this means a whole lot to me. This is a very, very important day because a whole lot of work got done on this day. Then God said, this is verse 9, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place so the dry ground may appear. And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land and the waters in the sea, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, tree growing, bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And that is what happened. And the land produced vegetation, all types of seed-bearing plants, trees, seed-bearing fruit. Their seeds produced plants, trees, same kind. And God saw that it was good. Evening passed, morning came, marking the third day. I love the third day. On this third day, he did it to it. Here's this water. Then all of a sudden, this mountain comes up. And there's dry land. And he makes this dry land. Then, better than that, he makes trees. And he makes vegetation. And he causes all this to happen. And he made minerals in the ground. And you know, sometimes they do that carbon dating and they say all kinds of errors. And they say that this is like a million years old. God created age. As you go a little bit further in chapter 2, it says one of these rivers that came by the Garden of Eden had onyx next to it. Do you know how long it takes, they say, for onyx to form in heat and pressure underground? And it has to have a certain amount of moisture and water run over it. And the color comes from different gases that are in the ground. When he created, he made all of those thousand million year old rocks right then. Did it right then. And how do I prove that? How old do you think Adam was when he was created? Think he was a baby? No. I bet he was 21 years old. There he is. And he made a woman ready to have babies. And he made elephants that were full size, ready to procreate. He made cedar trees that were probably this big around, reaching up to the sky. that same day. And he made everything different. And all of it produces seeds, like, you know, these cedar trees that we have around here in East Tennessee. They have those little blue pods. And then there's a male and a female cedar tree, and those pods will bust. And little spores will go through the air like dust. And they always collect on fence lines, you know, you always see seed, because they get caught in the weeds along a fence line, and they grow up. And you saw open a cedar tree, and the smell of it is aromatic. And then there's those trees that have little helicopters come down with their seeds, you know? And then there's walnut trees. Walnut trees are selfish trees. Did you know stuff doesn't grow under a walnut tree? The hulls and the bark and the leaves kill everything else. Only me. I'm the only one growing here. And they grow different places, and dogwood trees and tulip poplar trees and all these oak trees, red oak trees and chestnut oak trees and the different ones, all different. And he created all of them. He created age at that time. And it even says that one of those rivers coming towards the Garden of Eden had pure gold. If you look it up, how is gold formed in the ground? It will say that gold is not from earth. Did you know that? It's not, you can't, it isn't formed by heat. It isn't made in a certain way. It says it's not from earth. It's believed, and it can't be proven, it says, that there's colliding of planets and there's certain heat and different things. God just made gold, and he made it a commodity that the world recognized throughout all history. This gold stuff, you know, you melt this down, makes beautiful jewelry. There's not a whole lot of it, so if I got it and you don't, it's worth something. He did that on that day, and he caused caves to be in the ground, and he caused stalactites to hang off and stalagmites, and he did it all on this day. He was working on this day. There's a lot that happened on this day, and he caused grains to grow and different kinds of grain, buckwheat grain and wheat grain and red wheat and all these different grains to grow. All of this had a purpose. God created that. Then very quickly, we go on. And it says, then God said, verse 14, let lights appear in the sky, separating the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. And I know this is true. You know, old farmers, I know some of it got way out there and all kinds of different kind of superstitious thing. But years ago, you know, people would see Orion pass through the sky at a different time, a different level, and they knew different times of the season were coming. They knew this is a time when you plant potatoes. It says right here, and that's why I put there. Different times, different seasons, different things that you do. He did it in an order. And this is what happened. God made two great lights, a larger one to govern by the day, smaller one to govern by night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky, the light of the earth, to govern the day and the night and separate the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. Evening passed, morning came, the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters. Some of you people love the ocean. You love shells. You love the fish of all different colors, the fish that even are on the bottom of the ocean that have a little thing stick out and it wiggles like a worm. And then other fish come and, whoa, God made that. He had a purpose in all of that. And it says that he made the water swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. So God created the sea creatures, every living thing that scurries, swarms in the water, every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it's good. Then God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, let the fish fill the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth. Evening passed, morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of its same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, wild animals. And that is what happened. And God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, small animals, each able to produce offspring of its same kind. And God saw that it was good. Amazing. You know what's amazing to me? Happens every spring at our house. Every spring at our house, one of our little Jersey cows will have a calf. You know what? We don't have a big herd, so they don't learn it from somebody else. And God made it do this. God just put within them the innate thing that they're going to live. And life is very important. Outside of spiritual thinking, the answer to life is a difficult question to answer. What caused that amoeba in a pond that was supposed to be the source of life to desire to split in half? What caused it to want to live? What caused the desire to procreate? What caused the tree to want to multiply and have more trees? What caused the black walnut to separate itself and nobody's going to live here, just me? What caused that life thing to happen? In John 1:3, as you continue on, it says that the word Jesus is life. He put it inside. Well, when our Jersey cow gives birth, nobody taught this cow to do this. It was a first calf heifer. And this cow will have a calf. It will immediately turn around and the calf's laying there all wet and it'll start licking the calf. The calf's moving from the mother. It'll lick the whole calf. That calf knows that I got to get on my feet. If I don't get on my feet in the first 12 hours and get that first milk, I'm not going to make it. So after its mother licks on it a little bit, it'll wobble a little bit. It'll get on its feet. And where does it go? To mama. And the mama will stand right there. And that calf gets that first milk. That first milk keeps it alive. It helps it fight disease. It works within it. It's in a dirty environment now. Now it needs to have nutrition and everything that it needs. Within 3-4 days, that calf is kicking up its heels. What caused it to do that? What put in that calf? I got to get up. He created life in everything. He made it all happen. It's just by faith we believe this. Is it hard to believe? Yeah, somewhat hard to believe. Do we believe it? Yeah. It's written here. Written 3,500 years ago. This manuscript was written by Moses. God gave him inspiration to believe this, write it down, and we have it. It's the best thing I know.
Thank you for listening. Join us here in person at the Gathering in Meadowview in Rogersville, Tennessee, or join us next week right here on the Dig Bible Podcast.